One of the mitzvahs that appears in Parshas Baloscha is the mitzvah of Tkiya B'Chatzotros. And this is in Bamidbar Perek Yud, Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk says, U'bahakil es hakohol tiske'u v'lo soriu, u'vnei Aaron ha-kohanim yiske'u b'chatzotros, v'hoi lachem l'chukas olam l'doroseichem. V'chisavo mil b'chama b'yartzechem al tzar ha-tzor eschem, v'arayosem b'chatzotros v'nizkartum v'nei Hashem alokeichem v'noshatem me'oivechem. What we want to analyze is this mitzvah of Tkiya B'Chatzotros. Is this mitzvah only in the Beis HaMikdash? Does it apply outside the Beis HaMikdash? What engenders the chiyuv of this mitzvah? Is it milchama? Is it any other sort of ace tzara, any sort of critical crisis situation that threatens the nation? Who's obligated in this mitzvah? And finally, what is the relationship between this mitzvah and the mitzvah of blowing shofar? Let's begin with the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and the Magid Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Tainios. The Rambam paskins, the Rambam incorporates this mitzvah in Taryag on the mitzvah Nun Tes, Hi shetzivanu liskor b'chatzotzos b'migdosh. Now, when do we blow the shofar in the Mikdash? The chatzotzos in the Mikdash? The Rambam stipulates, im hakrovas kol karbon mi karboni hamoados. And here, the Rambam fast forwards to the next part of this parasha, beginning with Pasuk Yud, biyom simchaschem v'moadechem v'roshei chodsheichem, Usikatem b'chatzotzos al loseichem v'al zivchei shalmeichem v'hoyu lachem l'zikaron lifnei Hashem lifnei alokeichem ani Hashem alokeichem. So if you recall, the beginning part of the pasuk obligated the Kohanim to blow chatzotzos, and that followed with chisavo milchama v'yartzechem v'ariosim b'chatzotzos. Now the second part of this parasha talks about Yom Simcha, a Yom Moed, a Rosh Chodesh, once again, Uskatim B'Chatzotzros, but in this case, it's Al Loseichem V'Al Zivchei Shalmeichem. This is clearly a mitzvah that's limited to the Beis HaMikdash, because it's a blowing of the Chatzotzos that accompanies the Avos Karbonos on the Moedim. But the Rambam goes a step further, and he says, V'chein, אנחנו מצווים לזכור בחצוצות באיתוס הצורך והצורוס, כשנזק לפני השם יזברך. So one tkiya, which is in the Beis HaMikdash and is part of the Korbonos, and the second tkiya, both בחצוצות, but this tkiya is engendered by the Eis Tzora, and it's part and parcel of Zaaka. And this refers back to the pasuk that we began with, Kisavo milchama b'yartzechem v'arayosim b'chatzotzros. We're talking here not about the Beis HaMikdash, and we're not talking about a moed or a karbon, but rather we're talking about a crisis that could chas v'shalom impending doom, and as within the framework of za'ak, of crying out to Hashem, we blow the chatzotzos in this Eis Tzora. And the Rambam incorporates both these mitzvos into one. And in the first mitzvah, he quotes the pasuk v'yom simchas moadechem, etc. It says, katem chatzotzos. In the second blowing of the chatzotzos, in the case of an Eis Tzora, the Rambam quotes the pasuk v'chisavo milchama b'yatzachem al atzora tzora eschem uskatem b'chatzotzos v'ariosim b'chatzotzos. And what we want to look at is the Magid Mishnah at the very beginning of Hilchos Tainios. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainios has, of course, like he does in any set of halachas, a defining mitzvah. Mitzvah seyachas v'litzok lifnei Hashem b'chol eis tzara gedola shelo tova al atzibur. Our response to eis tzara is tzaaka. And the Rambam opens up by saying, "Mitzvah saseh min haTorah lizok ulahariya b'chatzotzos al kol tzor shetov al atzibur." Here, within the mitzvah itself, the Rambam adds a whole new dimension to this presentation. And that is the blowing of the chatzotzos. In his definition of the mitzvah, introducing Hilchos Tainius, he mentions nothing about blowing chatzotzos. But in the Pnim, he speaks about blowing chatzotzos. Here the Magid Mishnah quotes the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, who counts the blowing of the chatzotzos, the shas hakorbonos, together with the blowing of the chatzotzos at an eis tzara as mitzvah achas, as one indivisible mitzvah. V'tomani, says the Magid Mishnah, I don't understand. Lama. Farei hem shnei psukim bakosuv, and I believe what he means by shnei psukim is that they're two distinct independent mitzvahs. And probably we could assume in the framework of the Magid Mishnah that the first mitzvah, which is mentioned here in the Torah of Eis Tzara, has nothing to do with Beis HaMikdash. We're about to go out to battle, or whatever calamity chas shalom we might be facing, whatever threatening calamity, why would that be in the Beis HaMikdash? Whereas when we go beyond that, Biyom Simchasim, etc., Al Osechem, Al Zivchei Shalmechem, that's certainly in the Beis HaMikdash. These are two independent mitzvahs. Obviously, the commonality here is the Maisa Tkiyah B'chatzotzos. But nevertheless, in terms of the Chiyuv, the Mechayiv, we're talking about two different Mechayivim. And indeed, the fundamental distinction between these two mechayvim is whether we limit this mitzvah to the Beis HaMikdash or it applies even outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'nira, here's the Magid Mishnah's answer, Shedaito, Shamitzvah achas klolus l'skor v'chatzotzos b'migdash, b'eis hakarbonos, u'b'eis hatzoros, b'ein b'migdash u'b'ein b'gvulin, v'ein royal imnosom b'shtei mitzvahs. And basically what the Magid Mishnah does here in his answer is he reformulates the question, just makes it into an answer. I mean, he doesn't add anything per se. There's no radical chiddush. He's just saying that we blow the chatzotzos, and that's one mitzvah to blow chatzotzos. The fundamental distinction between one reason why or where we blow the chatzotzos and the other what engenders, that fundamental distinction, that gap that is so wide, does not engender a second mitzvah, because we look at the Maisa mitzvah. The Maisa mitzvah is identical in both cases, whether it's the Tzara Tzara Eschem, which even applies b'gvulin outside the Mikdash, or whether it's on the Oloseichem v'zivcheichem of the Moados, which is certainly in the Beis HaMikdash. In both cases, we do the same Maisa mitzvah identically. We blow chatzotzos. And as a result of blowing the chatzotzos, in both cases, we have here nothing more than one mitzvah and one mitzvah only. Now, this opens up a whole Pandora's box in terms of the way the Rambam organizes the counting of the mitzvahs, the enumerating of the mitzvahs. When you have two mitzvahs which share the same maisa mitzvah, but are radically different in the etzem ha-machayev, and where and what conditions have to be met to be mekayim that mitzvah, but the same maisa mitzvah applies in both cases, is that counted as one mitzvah? The premise here of the Magid Mishnah is, yes, it's only one mitzvah. Let's get back one more time to the Rambam in Hilchos Tainios. We opened up with the Rambam in Perek, Aleph, Halacha, Aleph, Mitzvah, Semen, HaTorah, Lizok, Ularia, B'chatzot, Salkol, Tzor, Shetova, Al Tzibur, Shenemar, Al Atzar, Atzor, Eschem, Varyosem, B'chatzot, Tzos, Klomar, Kol Dover, She Yitzer, Lachem, Kigo, Batzores, V'deva, V'arv, V'chayot, Zibzeh, is Zaku, Aleem, V'hariu. And the Zaka is Tefillah, and the Hariu is Chatzotzos, the blowing of the Chatzotzos. This is our response to any impending doom. And the Rambam gives a whole long list. And it's all derived from the Pasuk here in Parshas Baaloscha that we mentioned at the outset of Kisavo Milchama Biartzechem. Now we get to Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, V'dover zemidarki atshuvahu. It sounds like the Maisa Zaka, the Maisa of Tkiya B'chatzotzos, is the external Maisa, but the Kiyum is Tshuva. These are methods that are meant to serve a purpose, and that is to awaken us to tshuva. Shebizman shetov tzor v'yizaku aleha v'yoriyu, yedu akol shebgal maseim aroim huro lehem kakosav anoseichem hitu. And this is the famous Rambam, that we shouldn't be cruel and deny the criminal causes or the violations that cause these various calamities to come upon us. To look at these calamities and say, well, that's part of nature, that's it, let's go on in life, that's a very cruel approach, unacceptable to the halacha. The halacha requires a specific response to impending calamity, and that is to check our maisim, to do tshuva, and za'aka, and blowing of the chatzotzos. Im lo yizaku v'lo yariyu, if we don't do it, then if we say, davar ze miminago, minaga olam ira lanu v'tzarezu nikra nikreis, it's all coincidental, harezu derech achzorius v'goremes lem lidovek v'masim aroyim. Then, in halacha dalet u'midivrei sofrim, until now we're dealing with the doraisa, lis'anos al kol tzar shetovo, within the framework of tzara as a mechayev, we have not only the za'aka and the trua b'chatzotzes, we have an additional element, and that is to establish a fast day. Al ha-tzibur, this becomes incumbent upon the entire tzibur to fast. Ad shiruchamu min ha-shamayim, ubimei ha-tanios elu za'akim b'tfilos v'tachnunim ma'ariya b'chatzotzes pilvad. The Rambam establishes that on the days of Tainus we have a particular chiyuv of za'aka and trua b'chatzotzos. V'imhoyu b'migdash, meriyim b'chatzotzos u'b'shofar. This is really one of the most important pivotal points in the entire sugya for today, and that is, when do we add shofar, or when does shofar replace the chatzotzos? The Rambam is saying the shofar never replaces the chatzotzos, but is an additional element, but dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, we will not blow shofar. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is not necessarily codifying the Rambam. In a very unusual kind of move, the Shulchan Aruch deviates from the Rambam. We'll take a look here in Hilchas Taidios, and this is in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Hey, and that's going to introduce various kinds of Taidios. And finally, in Tov Kuf Ayin Vav, he goes on to say, what do we do on a Taidios? He says, Kishem Shemis Anim, just like we fast, Umasriim Alag Shomim, Kachmas Anim Al Sharat Zoros, Kigon Akum Shebo Laroch Melchom Yisrael, etc., etc. The Mechaber gives a long list of tzaros here that engender a chiyuv, number one, tainus, number two, blowing the shofar, number three, za'aka. However, you fast forward to if you'd beis in the same simon, kol ir sheyesh ba tzara mikol elu osa ir misane, za'akim b'tfila, mischananim, u masriyim b'shofar, ad shetavar atzara. All of a sudden, the Mechaber introduces the shofar. When he discusses in Halacha Aleph the tainus for all kinds of sorts of tzoros, and he includes geshamim, famine, and the like. There the Rambam says masriyim. And we certainly were under the impression that the translation of the word masriyim means to blow chatzotzos. Now, we see that it's not so posh, because in Halacha Yud Beis, when the Rambam further discusses the gzeirah of a tainus in a city, the city has to fast, the Rambam says, in addition to fasting, there's za'aka b'tfilah, and there's masriyim b'shofar. So all of a sudden, we're on the shofar mode. And the question is, where does this come from? So there are two sugyas in Shas that we have to look at in order to begin to appreciate what the Mechaber means that during the time of Tainios they would blow shofros rather than chatzotzos. And here, as we said earlier, the Mechaber is deviating from the Psak of the Rambam. The Rambam has it codified as a single mitzvah of blowing Chatzotzros b'Eis Tzara, when we go out to war, any other Eis Tzara, together with the Chatzotzros that were blown at the time of Karbanos, at the time of Moadim, when they accompanied the Karbanos with the blowing of the Chatzotzros. That itself, together with Chatzotzros, b'Eis Tzara, and b'Eis Milchama, and so forth, is one indivisible mitzvah, as we saw before. And the conclusion of that is that just like in the Beis HaMikdash and the Moadim on the Karbanos, the Torah is outspoken, explicit, that Avariosim v'chatzotros and Shofar just won't do, so too in the case of an Eis Tzara, and Tainis is another response to an Eis Tzara, Avariosim v'chatzotros, the Torah says, we're talking about chatzotros and not Shofros. That's the Shitas HaRambam. No doubt that the Rambam would not recognize any sort of substitution for the Chatzotzos, and Shofros would just not do it. And we saw this, just to reiterate, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, L'skoa b'Chatzotzos b'Migdosh, v'chein anach mitzum l'skoa b'Chatzotzos b'yeis hatzorach b'hatzoros. And then in Hilchas Tainius, Mitzvos haseim in ator lizok l'ariya b'Chatzotzos ha'kol tzor shetovo. And the Rambam is outspoken about the requirement of shofar. Of chatzotzos. Then, however, and here's where shofar does come in the Rambam. The Rambam has a mitzvah midirei sofrim of tainis al kol tzor shetovo. And here the Rambam says, "Bimei atainios eilu zoakim b'tfilos mischanin marim b'chatzotzos bilvad, but im hoyu b'migdash." Miriam v'chatzotzos u'v'shofar. So whereas the Mechaber, as we saw in Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, on a fast day has Masriyim v'shofar, the Rambam only allows shofar as an accompaniment to chatzotzos in the Beis HaMikdash. Clearly the Mechaber is talking outside the Beis HaMikdash. He's writing this for us. And yet, he establishes the halacha that we blow shofar. The Rambam, on the other hand, in any tainis outside the Beis HaMikdash, and certainly that would apply to all our fasts today that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah requires trua b'chatzotzros, bilvad. The Rambam is very outspoken, emphasizing bilvad. When will the chatzotzos be accompanied by shofar blowing? That's only within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no shofar, there's chatzotzos bilvad. Now, presumably, the Mechaber is talking outside the Beis HaMikdash. And he's talking about the mitzvah of tainis, and yet he has the blowing in shofros. So just to summarize, we have here a ki'iwu machlokes, a controversy between the Rambam on the one hand and the Shulchan Aruch on the other, as to what we should be blowing in the case of an Eis Tzara when we decree a fast day because of the impending doom, whether it's Milchama, whatever it is, it might be, and any of the various categories that the Rambam mentions here. And we have the following machlokas. Do we blow chatzotzos? Do we blow shofros? According to the Shitas HaRambam, we blow chatzotzos. There's a separate din in Migdash that the shofar is required as an accompaniment to the chatzotzos. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there is no such halach. It's pure chatzotzos. Whereas the Mechaber paskins that any kind of batzores, any kind of a tzara for a city, and they establish it as a fast day, they will blow the shofar. And we're not talking in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's this all about? Now, before we go on, there's a very important comment here on the very same Shulchan Aruch that we're looking at, Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that Ani Toma Lama Einanu Noagim Litkoa B'Eis Tzara. I think you could add the words Bizman Hazeh Afal Pi She'ein Tainis Tzivur B'Bavel B'Komakom Halo Midaraisa Mitzvah Litkoa Below Tainis. His question is obvious. we should be fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa b'zman hazeh on a day of impending doom of Eis Tzara. Why did we drop this mitzvah? I don't know, says the Magen Avraham, of any minug to blow an Eis Tzara on a shofar, or alternatively, according to the Rambam, on Chatzotros, and Midoraisa, we're obligated to do so. Why is it that this blowing of Chatzotros, blowing of shofar, has fell into disuse, and nobody does it? The Minig sort of dropped it, when we're dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's really a pella. Now, even if you'll say we don't have the power or the authority to institute a Tainis Tzibur, certainly in Chutz Laretz, but nevertheless, even without a Tainis Tzibur, let's go back to the mitzvah d'oraisa of Za'aka and Truah b'Chatzotros as a response to Eis Tzara. Why don't we have that? That's the question of the Magen Avraham. And he leaves it as an open question. So let's just see if we can take a look at the sugyas themselves, and perhaps that would give us some insight into these two issues. Number one, the controversy regarding Eis Tzara. Is it a shofar that we're blowing, for example, on a Titus? We should be blowing shofar as the Mechaber would have it, or is it a blowing of the Chatzotzos as the Rambam would have it? And finally, why, as the Magen Avraham asked, do we not blow the Chatzotzos today, Bizman Hazeh Beis Tzara, even outside the Beis HaMikdash? We should be obligated to do so based on the Halach of Eis Tzara. And that would be a kiyum, a fulfillment of a mitzvah d'oraisa. So there are two sugyas that we want to focus our attention on. One is in Rosh Hashanah, and one is in Masechta Tainis. Let's begin with the sugya in Masechta Tainis. It's Daf Yudalid Omer Aleph, and the Gemara clearly says that B'may Masriim, what do we use as a kiyum of this trua? And we're talking about an Eis Tzara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shofros. And this would seem to be offhand an explicit raya for the Mechaber, who paskins that on Yom Tainis we blow the shofar. But Rashi himself, if you take a look, points us to a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to have a different approach. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. And there the Gemara says the following. What kind of a shofar do we use on a Tainis? And the Gemara goes on to say, "B'shel zecharim kfufim piv mitzvah kesef." And then the Gemara says that "Aseil chashtei chatzotros." And Rav Papa Bar Shmuel sovel lemevid uvda kemasnisin amalei rava lo amrel b'migdash al b'gvulim makum sheish chatzotros ein shofar makum sheish shofar ein chatzotros. So Rava's comment here seems to indicate that the halacha, the requirement of Chatzotros, is limited to the Beis HaMikdash. However, outside the Beis HaMikdash in Gvulin, then you have two options. You either have Chatzotros or you have Shofros. Zeluchudekai v'zeluchudekai, each one alone. And the Gemara then tells us that just one second, that this was in fact a minog. Let's see where it is here, just one second. Yeah. It says, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, Savra Lemevin Uvda Kimas Nisin. And the Mishnah, as we said before, requires both chatzotros and shofar. And the Gemara says that they notified Rav Papa that can't be done because we're outside the Beis HaMikdash. So this integration, this harmony of shofar and chatzotz is limited to the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gemara quotes a brisa to support this position and says, Begvulin, it's either or. It's either chatzotzros or shofros. Those are mutually exclusive. Makom sheish chatzotzros, says Rashi, kion tainios, ain shofar. So on a tainis, Rashi clearly holds that there's no shofar. And you'll see the sheet of Rashi in the Baal HaMor there in Rosh Hashanah, where he says that Ein lanu litka b'tainis b'gvulin ela b'chatzotzros. So both Rashi and the Baal HaMor maintain the position that outside of the Beis HaMikdash, on a tainis, we should be blowing chatzotzros. And if we go back to the Rambam again, in Hilchos Tainios, the Rambam says, etc. So now we can put together Rashi, the Rambam, and the Baal HaMor, all in one school of thought, and that is that Begvulin, we're going to blow chatzotzros within the framework of a Yom Tainis of a day of called Tzara of Eis Tzara. And the Ramban in the Milchamos is going to disagree with this presentation of the Baal HaMor. Now, let's see why the Ramban is eager to argue with the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor quotes a Tshuvas HaGaonim, in which the minhag is recorded, liskoa b'tainios b'shofar. The Ramban is going to try to defend that minhag, that a tainis engenders a chiyuv shofar, not a chiyuv chatzotzros. And that is going to be a shita that, as we said before, undermines both Rashi, the Rambam, and the Baal HaMor. And the Ramban says that in order to appreciate what I'm saying, that on Yom Tainis in Chutz LeMikdash, we should be blowing shofar, we have to read a sugya in Tainis. And that sugya is in Tainis Daf Yudalit. And the Gemara there records that B'mai Masriim, referring to a fast day in Tainis, is Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'Shofros. So we have a clear-cut source in Masechta Tainis that on a fast day, on a day of Tzara, we blow shofar rather than chatzotzros. That is the opinion of the Gemara in Tainis. But on the other hand, when we look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we saw before, there it says, Begvulim, Mokum sheyesh chatzotzos ein shofar. And Rashi says, Mokum sheyesh chatzotzos means kigon tainis. So a tainis in Chutz Laretz, which is the same as gvulin, has no mitzvah of shofar, but rather a mitzvah of chatzotzos. Whereas the Gemara in Tainis, as we saw in Daf Yudalit, assumes that that the blowing is with shofar. So what will it be? Will it be the sugya in Ra'u Bezdin in the third parak of Rosh Hashanah that says that we blow chatzotzos and gvulin on a fast day? Or will it be the Gemara in Tainis, which establishes b'may masriyim b'shofros? And in a certain kind of way, you could say that the Rishonim are lined up based on which sugya they prefer. And that is that Rashi, the Rambam, and the Baal HaMor prefer, give precedence and more halachic weight for some reason to the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore Begvulin, you blow chatzotzos and not shofros, whereas the Ramban, in order to defend the Tshuvas HaGaonim, would accept or endorse la halacha, the sugya in Tainis, which establishes the name of Yehuda, that on a Tainis we blow shofros. So let's just summarize it. According to Rashi, the Balamor, and the Rambam, the halacha is, which is based, reflecting the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Zayin, that we spoke about, that we blow shofar and only, blow chatzotzos, excuse me, and only chatzotzos. The Ramban, on the other hand, based on the sugyum in Taina, says that we blow only shofar and not chatzotzos. And oddly enough, the Mechaber, when he decided in Hilchas Tainius to codify the halacha and to accept one of these two opinions, he accepts the opinion of the Ramban. And he writes, Kol ir sheyesh batzara mikol eila osa ir misana mizoka bitfilah mischanin umer misriin bishofar. Clearly accepting the shita of the Ramban against so many Rishonim who say that the mitzvah is bechatzotzros in this framework of Eis Tzara rather than shofar. So it comes out that the Mechaber and the Ramban before the Mechaber obviously, accept shofar and only shofar, basing themselves, as it were, on the Gemara and Tainis. The other Rishonim, the Rambam, Rashi, and the Balamor, will allow only for chatzotzros and nothing else, and reflecting the sugya in Rosh Hashanah. Let's look at the Rashba. The Rashba seems to have a kind of a compromise shita, and he says the following. This is in Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin, that when the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Makom Sheyesh Chatzotzros is then chatzotzros and only chatzotzros. Makom shei shofar is shofar, but only shofar, not chatzotzros. So after he quotes the Baal Amor, he asks the kasha from the Gemara in Tainis, which seems to imply that we blow shofar. Here the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explicitly requires that we blow chatzotzros. Says the Rashba, that when the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that in Gvulin, Mokom Sheish Chatzotzros, etc., etc., what the Gemara is codifying here is that it's up for grabs, meaning there's no definite halacha or requirement, but rather it's tokei b'meshi yirtze, he has a choice of either shofar or chatzotzros. And that seems to be what the halacha is like according to the Rashba. So we have three shitas there. One shita requires chatzotzros, the other shita requires shofar, and the third shita says b'meshi yirtze, or shofar or chatzotzros. Now let's swing back to the kasha of the Magen Avraham. If you recall, the Magen Avraham was bothered by the fact that Bizman and Zeh, we don't blow in an Eis Tzara. And I want to share with you an interesting answer to this Magen Avraham in the Aruch HaShulchan. In Hilchas Tainios, in Siman Tovkuf Ayin Vav, Yesh Mi Shehikshet Kevin de Minat Torah, Miriam Bechatzotros, O Beshofar B'Eis Tzara, Lama Anu Ein Osin Kein, Litka Be'Eis Tzara. And in brackets, he writes Magen Avraham, and he writes the following: Nirali Delokasha, Danan Sovrin Kirashi, and others that the Tkios are Besof called Bracha Ubracha Me'ashesh Brachos Anosophos. The Kaimva Dein Tainis Sivra Bechutzot Vemelo Leka Hani Shesh Brachos Anosophos Emakom Liskoa. He says the following, that there's something called the Tainis Tzibur, in which we have Sheish Brachos, which are really Sheish Tfilos and Vakoshos, and we integrate the blowing of either Shofros or Chatzotzros into this structure of six Brachos for a Tainis Tzibur. And all that is fine and daily, except as Manazeh, we don't have a Tainis Tzibur, and therefore the whole requirement here of tkios is completely moot. It's an abstract question that has no practical application, because at what point are we responsible for blowing these tkios? That's at the end of these brachos of the sheish brachos and nosofos, which are added on a tiny sibur. We don't have a tiny sibur. We don't have sheish brachos and nosofos. Therefore, there's no place to blow the shofar. Then he says, "V'od nirolinias tait asro lo havi minator rak mizman abayis." Now he wants to suggest that the mitzvah of blowing in an eis tzora, that's contingent upon the Beis Hamikdash being intact. V'teidol l'choshekein he sharei l'fi ayushalmi sheivenu ein chatzotz rak b'migdash v'im krei kor d'chsiv ayrosim chatzotz bal korchach rak b'zman habayis koi. Well, let's just summarize the two answers of the Aruch HaShulchan. The first answer is that we don't have the Sheish Brachos because Ein Gozer in Tainis Tzibur B'chutzlarts. The second answer is that the mitzvah of blowing only applies as long as the Beis HaMikdash stands. But now that we have no Beis HaMikdash, therefore we have no mitzvah of blowing either. And therefore the Magen Avraham's question, why don't we find a blowing as a response to Eis Tzara? And the answer of the Aruch HaShulchan, take your choice of one or two answers, either because we don't have a tiny tzibur with the Sheish Brachos, so that we have no place to blow the shofar, or alternatively, because the Yushalmi is of the opinion that the only time there is a mitzvah of blowing is as long as the bayis stands. After the Churban HaBayis, there's no longer a mitzvah. Now, it's very interesting, the first answer of the Aruch HaShulchan, that we don't have the Sheish Brachos of the Amida for Tainios, that we add for Tainios, because Ein goes in Tainis Tzibur et Tzibur. That's interesting, because bracha is derabbanan, and hasra, blowing, is doraisa. So it's a very strange thing. You tell me, because we don't have bracha, therefore we don't have hasra. Hatra'a, meaning tekiya. Trua, actually, technically. And that makes no sense, because how could a derabbanan requirement impinge on a doraisa? The mitzvah doraisa of Ayreosim b'chatzot stands on its own two feet. The fact that there was takonis chacham to recite brachos, and add those brachos as part of our fulfillment of Tainis Tzibur, we don't have those brachos. Therefore, the mitzvah d'oraisa of hasra, of trua in chatzotz or in a shofar should go down the tubes. That doesn't make any sense. And what we're going to have to say here is something like the takana d'rabbanan is going to determine where and at what point in time and what location will be able to fulfill the mitzvah of trua. In other words, what he's suggesting is that we do have a valid answer to the Magen Avraham's question, despite this oddity that the lack of a bracha d'rabbanan should be oker a mitzvah d'oraisa of hasra. The answer to that is because the Torah doesn't tell us exactly where and when we should be blowing the chatzotz, blowing the shofar. The Rabbanan made a takana of bracha, and they said that at the point of bracha, that's where you should be blowing. So even though the bracha is certainly d'rabbanan and hasra is d'oraisa, nevertheless, once the Rabbanan was misakin at what point and where he should be tokea, then if you don't get to that point, you don't have the sheish brachos, there's no tainis tzibur, then ef shalut tkoa. But again, the answer of the Aruch HaShulchan is a fascinating one, that the reason why we don't have hasra today in our time post-Mikdash is because when the Rabbanan instituted the brachos as part and parcel of the fabric of tainis, they limited the kiyum of hasra to that particular point called sof kol brachu bracha. If we don't have sof kol brachu bracha, we don't have a tainis tzibur, then even the mitzvah d'oraisa is dropped. And that's a fascinating concept, because the mitzvah d'oraisa of harios b'chatzotzros has nothing to do with tainis. I mean, tainis here is not mentioned in our parasha in Parshas Va'alotzcha. And yet, once the Rabbanan instituted a tainus, they now circumscribe in a very severe and radical way the mitzvah of hasra, of blowing. And blowing is going to have to be within the context of a fast day, but sof kol brachu bracha. If we don't have sof kol brachu bracha, then we don't have that moment in time which the Rabbanan designated for hasra, and therefore the mitzvah of hasra falls off. The second answer to the Aruch HaShulchan is that the Chiyuv Hasra on a Doraisa level only is contingent upon the Beis HaMikdash. At the moment, or during the period of time, I should say, when they were Makriv Karbanos, after the Churban HaBayis, the Chiyuv Tkia is no longer a Chiyuv Doraisa, because this mitzvah of Hasra is contingent upon the Beis HaMikdash. So what we have here is basically a Chiyuv Tkia Durabanan, and that Chiyuv Tkia, which the Rabbanan established, is on a shofar, just like the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. And we begin to understand why the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Masriyim b'shofar b'tainios, even though the Torah says chatzotzos, the answer is that mitzvah d'oraisa of chatzotzos is contingent upon the Mikdash. B'zman hazeh, the chiyuv is the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were misakin that we should blow the shofar and not blow chatzotzos, for whatever reason. And these two answers of the Aruch HaShulchan will completely, shall we say, neutralize the very strong question of the Magen Avraham. We're not going to have Hasra. We're not going to be blowing neither Shofar nor Chatzotzos, either because we don't have a Tainis, we don't have the Brachas, or because the Rabbanan established Takana that even after the Churban HaBayis, when the mitzvah d'oraisa of Hasra is completely alleviated and eliminated, nevertheless, the Rabbanan wanted to misaken a mitzvah of shofar on a tainus. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that on a tainus we blow a shofar. Now, it's possible, let's just think about this, that we can begin to address the question of the Magen Mishnah. Namely, why does the Rambam count the mitzvah of blowing Chatzotzos b'shas ha-korban and the mitzvah of blowing b'yeis tzor as one indivisible mitzvah in tayag? Perhaps we can answer that the Rambam wants to teach us that the mitzvah to blow b'yeis tzor only applies b'zman ha-bayis. By integrating both tkiyah b'yeis tzor with tkiyah on Rosh Hashanah, I should say on the Moedos, not let's leave out Rosh Hashanah for the time, on the Moedos, Yom Simchaschem, etc., that integration into one single indivisible mitzvah tells us that just like, obviously, the mitzvah of blowing b'shas ha-korban depends on the Beis HaMikdash, so too the mitzvah of being tokea at an eis tzara, even though you would have argued that that should be a Doraisa mitzvah. No, the answer is that on a Doraisa level, we need the Mikdash. Now we don't have the Mikdash. So that mitzvah Doraisa of crying out with Chatzotros on an Eis Tzara, that mitzvah Doraisa could no longer apply because it's limited to Zman HaBayis Bilvad. And that's when they would be Tokeh B'Chatzotros Al Karbonam B'Mikdash. Once there was Churban, then this mitzvah will be obligatory only as and not beyond a takona dirabana. So let's just try again to summarize our answer to the Magen Mishnah's question. The answer is that the Rambam is telling us a very, very important chiddush that has a tremendous halachic ramification, even bizman hazeh, and that is by integrating the mitzvah of tkiyah b'yeis tzor with the mitzvah of tkiyah b'shas ha-korban of the Moadim, what he's told us is that the mitzvah of Chatzotz is one indivisible mitzvah that depends upon the Mikdash. And outside the Mikdash, there is no mitzvah. And perhaps the Rambam wants to tell us that the mitzvah being tokea, b'eis tzara, is limited to the Zman HaBayis, because that mitzvah is integrated into one whole together with the mitzvah of being tokea ala karbanos. And therefore, Bizman has said, we don't have Tkiyas Chatzotzos ala Karbonos. And therefore, we don't have the mitzvah of Tkiyah as a response to Eis Tzara. However, after Churban, we could say that the Rabbanon established within the framework of the mitzvah of Tainis a tkiyah b'chatzotzos. That we could say, but that's all midrabbanon. I mean, the Magen Mishnah was asking what justifies the integration into one mitzvah of a tzara and korbanos. And the answer is that that's a very important equation or analogy, because it's going to have implications for Zman Hazeh. Namely, that we're not going to have the mitzvah of blowing Zman Hazeh, because the mitzvah of Tkiyah B'chatzotz the Rambam establishes is one and the same with the mitzvah of blowing on the korbanos, on the moedos. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have korbanos, we don't have the moedim with korbanos, and therefore we have to throw out the mitzvah of Tkiyah and being blowing. I would have to admit that that answer to the Magen Mishnah is only a partial one. It doesn't answer the conceptual question of how the Rambam could integrate these two mitzvahs that are so fundamentally different into one, but it does answer what is the implication, what is the ramification of having integrated these two mitzvahs into one. The nafkamina being that after Churban there's no longer a mitzvah of Trua, at least not on a deraisa level. And if we are not noeg, well, we're not noeg because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash today. And the question of the Magid Mishnah is answered. Well, what about the mitzvah d'oraisa of Trua? The answer is we need, even for the mitzvah of Trua v'chatzotzes bisman hatzara, we need Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. If you take a look here in the Mishnah Berurah in Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, which is our Siman, the Mishnah Berurah writes that Ayin v'Magid Mishnah, the Lina Lav Chatzotz Tuvetim B'Shofar, fine. V'Darza Midakya Tshuva, Toma Magen Avram, Loma Ino Nuno Gim Litzko B'Yei Sor B'Zman Hazeh, V'Yesh Me'achronim Shetirtzu, D'Midaraisa Mitzvah Zuno Heges Rak B'Eretz Yisrael, K'Nichsiv V'Chisavo Melchama B'Yartzachem. So the Mishnah Berurah is offering an answer, which if you take a look in the Sharat Zion here, he's quoting the Nesiv Chaim. I'm not familiar with that sefer, but the bottom line is that midaraisa, the mitzvah, is limited to Eretz Yisrael. V'chisavo melchama bi'artzachem v'ariyosim v'chatzotzros. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to point out that this answer of the Nesiv Chaim is not totally, shall we say, smooth. You know, it's not faultless, because midaraisa, if you want to tell me that midaraisa, the mitzvah, only applies to Eretz Yisrael, why would there be such a possibility? I mean, we're not talking about an agricultural mitzvah here. We're talking about a mitzvah blowing shofars. What connection does that have to Eretz Yisrael? It's not a mitzvah tliya b'karka. It's rather a chovas haguf. And with regard to chovas haguf, There's no requirement of Eretz Yisrael. A chovas haguf is chal even in Chutz Laretz. Also, keep in mind that we mentioned earlier the minhag of the Gaonim, which was to blow a shofar b'yeis tzara even in Chutz Laretz. So to say that this mitzvah is contingent upon Eretz Yisrael, well, you're going to have to start finding answers to this question, because the minhag of the Gaonim, at least, is to blow shofar b'yeis tzara, and even in Chutz Laretz. Even in Chutz Laretz. The Mishnah Berurah adds now something in the name of the Pri Megadim, that even in Eretz Yisrael, that's dafka when Eretz Yisrael is under our control. We have dominion over Eretz Yisrael as a Jewish people. Oh, he says, Shachiv v'atkir hu dafka k'shagzera hi al rov Yisrael. He's saying that, according to the Pri Megadim, when the chiyuv tkiya applies only when the gzera is on rov Yisrael, somehow the status of Eretz Yisrael is equal to rov Yisrael. I don't know how that works. We have to really analyze that. But even in Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about when the land is under our political dominion. And then we have a mitzvah of tkiyah, and this is all an extension of the logic of the Nesiv Chaim that we saw quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, that the mitzvah of tkiyah b'chatzotzos is connected and limited to Eretz Yisrael. Now, what I want to point out to you is an insight here of Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Igros Moshe in Siman Or Chaim Chelek Alf Siman Kuf Samach Tes, where he writes, Amasha Kosav Haritva Shlufi Asvar Shetzor Chatzotz B'Tainis Nagu B'Tzarfat Shalolit Koa Li Ola B'Tainis Sivakem She'en Lanu Chatzotzos V'chi Ein Anu Yecholim Lasos Chatzotzos Shal Kesef Hine Lanius Daiti Mashma Dila Hasovrim Shat Kiyo Hi B'Chatzotzos Tzarech Dafka B'Elu HaChatzotzos Shenasu Litko Behem B'Biglish Dafka. He says that there is a problem of making chatzotzos in our time. And the reason for that is the mitzvah is to blow the chatzotzos that were designated for blowing in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, there's a certain conceptual similarity here between what Moshe is writing here and what we saw earlier, the name of the Prima Gadim. I'm sorry, of the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Nesiv Chaim, that the mitzvah is limited to Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of chatzotzos. He's saying it a little differently, Rav Moshe, that we need those chatzotzos that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, or are being used in the Beis HaMikdash. And he mentions that the Ritva, who requires chatzotzos for a tainis, is zeh sover ritva, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, aliva de minik tzarfas, the savish atkiya b'tainis hi b'chatzotzos, kidas haRambam, im keinu dafka b'chatzotzos de migdash, v'lchein lo nagu litko li olam, v'arei ein lonu hachatzotzos. So again, assuming premise number one, that you need chatzotzos of Migdash. Premise number two, we don't have those chatzotzos because we don't have the Migdash. Premise number three, the Ritva and the Rambam before in Paskin, that the mitzvah of Trua is dafka b'chatzotzos. And as we said before, chatzotzos means the chatzotzos of the Migdash. We don't have the chatzotzos of the Migdash, and therefore the mitzvah of Tekiah is not noeg bizman hazeh. That's how the Rav Moshe Feinstein answers the question of the Magen Avraham. Now, Rav Moshe is asked the following question. What do you mean when you say you need the chatzotzos shenasa litko ben b'migdash? Where do you see this? How do you know this? And he derives this conclusion, Rav Moshe, from the answer to the Magen Mishnah's question, why the Rambam integrates into one mitzvah, tekiah b'karbanos and tekiah b'eis tzara. The answer is that the Rambam is establishing that the chatzotzos have to be the chatzotzos of Migdash. That was clear with regard, and nobody even batted an eyebrow, no one had a question about it, that with regard to the mitzvah of Tekiah B'Shas Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, we need those chatzotzos. And now by extrapolation, by analogy, so too Tekiah B'Eis Tzara requires those chatzotzos, the chatzotzos of Migdash. And we don't have the chatzotzos of Migdash. So basically, from Rav Moshe, we have one answer to two kashas, to both the Magid Mishnah's kasha and the Magid Avraham's kasha. We can answer the Magid Mishnah and integrate the two mitzvahs of chatzotzos, A, karbonos, and B, beis tzara together. And why is that? Because it's got to be the same chatzotzos, that the chatzotzos, the chatzotzos of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what's going to be used for the mitzvah blowing during Krovas HaKarbonos, and that's going to be used to blowing the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Again, I don't know so much about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We have to figure out about Moedos. But that's going to be the same Chatzos that we blow in response to an Eis Tzara. It's got to be the Chatzotzos of the Mikdash. That's why the Rambam integrates the two. And that explains why, as the Magen Avraham was raising the objection, we don't have this mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. The answer is because we don't have the Chatzotzos of Mikdash. Okay, Rabotai, we still have a lot to go here. I don't know if we'll get a chance to add and embellish this, but at least for now, we'll have to take an end for the Shia. I hope everything was clear. And this is something that is so central in Parshas Baloscha that it was really worth our while to study this sugya. And I hope we'll have time to embellish it and come back to this sugya again. Kein Yiratzon, Bapuli Neder.